Welcome to Nacho Fitness Coach, the podcast where fitness is more about fun than form.
I'm Sarah, the fitness expert who lifts heavy and loves a good challenge.
And I'm Kaylee, a newbie who runs more for survival than sport.
We're here to remind you that fitness doesn't have to be serious.
But we definitely take the snacks seriously.
So if you're looking for some laughs and a few questionable fitness tips,
you've come to the right place. Welcome to season 5.
So Kaylee, what do you like to listen to when you work out?
I don't know. Sometimes a podcast and sometimes music.
Hey, wait. This is a podcast. What if you could have both?
At the same time?
Oh, yeah. Podbeat is a free mobile app that lets you add any beat style to any podcast for your workout. It's easy to do and free to download in the App Store. Kaylee, you sound pretty cool with the trap beat, but Sarah, the funk beat works for your voice.
So if you want to make our podcast work for a workout, check it out in the App Store.
They even have Podbeat for Android users in the Google Play Store. Okay, on to the show. Hey, welcome to another episode of Nacho Fitness Coach, where the only thing more unstable than our mental health is our commitment to cardio. I'm Kaylee, and next to me is Sarah, who lifts heavy weights because she needs big muscles to carry around that massive ego.
Now, I don't know why you thought that I would take that offensively, because when we found...
Listen, what I will tell you, this will come back up.
The ego situation?
Yeah, later on you're going to say, because I have such a massive ego.
Well,
you're going to hold it in that cold, dead, black heart of yours. And it's going to come back around.
But you know what, though? Like, I already had brought that up because when we found the recording studio, like, space and first came in.
Yeah, we didn't tell the listeners that we actually, when we got the new studio, we had to expand the doorway.
I was a little worried about my ego not being able to get in through the normal size, like, 30-inch door.
All right, so we had a construction crew come in and actually widen the doorway. So the Sarah's big old head.
I was a little concerned, but we made it. I made it in. We did not have to widen the doors. We did not have to have a construction crew, but you know, the door, since we record in what used to be a nursing home, you know, the exterior doors for the guest room or the resident rooms,
right,
or patient rooms, I guess, were wider for the beds. And so when we were in the conference room, we had the extra wide door. Mm-hmm. This has the wide door, but then a hallway and like into a smaller door. And I was a little concerned about not being able to fit in, but we made it.
I'm here. Anyway.
So there we go. Well, so Kaylee.
Yeah.
What? Today we're going to talk about artificial intelligence. Now that we're off the ego topic.
You know, I love me some AI.
I love AI. I think it is a great tool.
It's going to be a crazy few years here.
It is.
I don't think a lot of people realize how crazy it's going to get.
No.
I don't think it's on a lot of people's radar.
No.
As much as it probably should be.
Yeah. I mean, it is pretty wild, mm-hmm, what can be generated through AI. And mm-hmm, so this particular video clip that I came across caught my attention because it is showing somebody had went and already found this and then was like kind of sharing this situation that I feel like we all need to be aware about, mm-hmm, like aware of. And it is a video clip of Jennifer Aniston. And the audio is basically having her sell something. I mean, are you ready to play it? Because we can kind of have people listen to it.
Yeah. I thought I lost it for a second.
Okay. So it's just picture Jennifer Aniston in like an interview situation. And, you know, she's having this conversation. And so this was the video that was circulating around social media and the internet.
I hate doing this on Instagram because it just starts playing.
Oh, is your audio on?
Bikini shape, even into my 50s, and why my body doesn't hold on to fat. Everyone was told cardio burns fat, right? But no, cardio usually makes our body burn carbs in our blood, which just get replaced when we have our next meal.
A very concerned follower sent me this video. Jennifer Aniston spreading...
Do you want me to play the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
False information. But something smells fishy. So I tracked down the original hour-long interview and watched it until I could find matching body language. The actual video with the dubbed one coming in underneath.
I don't go home and live in my character, which I know some people do, and that's really
my 50s and why my body doesn't hold on to fat.
Once again, this is a danger with AI technology. Companies can use it to mimic the voices of people you know, to make it sound like they are saying something that they did not. And evidently, with this celeb hack video racking up nearly 500,000 views, social media platforms are not well equipped enough to prevent this from happening.
This is how I stay in beach bikini shape.
So that was Ben Carpenter, which yeah. I love. He is definitely,
I love him too.
He is an account to follow. Mm-hmm. He is worth it. Him and Sohee Fit, like husband and wife team, they put out amazing content mm-hmm. and their content and position has definitely evolved over the years. And I love the direction it's going, but this is, you know, he gets these videos and he looks at it. And so he took the time to do this. And it really caught my attention.
Yeah.
Because how easy it is to see somebody that you recognize, possibly even like look up to mm-hmm. or feel like you've connected with, you know, that's yep. a celebrity type, whatever.
Yep.
And that first version of her voice selling, all of a sudden I was like, why is she spewing mm-hmm. anything about how our body works with burning carbs?
Right.
Like that does not seem yep. like information that's her wheelhouse.
Yep.
But it sounds like her voice. And then the lips are matching.
It very real.
And you're like,
do you want me to read his caption real quick?
Yeah. Read the content of the post. Yeah, better. For sure.
Okay, Jennifer Aniston's bikini body. A follower sent me a very concerned message about this video where Jennifer Aniston was talking about how she keeps her bikini body even in her 50s. Some of the things she was saying in the video were questionable and some were flat out nonsense. At the end of the video, there was a sales pitch. However, after doing a little digging, this video is not actually Jennifer Aniston at all. Someone has saved little video snippets from an interview she did with other celebrities and used AI technology to mimic her voice. So yeah, I mean, he kind of went over the rest in the sound clip, but so please be extra diligent about consuming content on social media. And perhaps more importantly, if you are tech savvy, perhaps share this so less tech savvy people will also learn to be more cautious.
Yeah. So we'll post the link to the actual post that he shared yeah. in the show notes if
that's
you want to like take a look at it. But it's scary.
Yeah.
I mean, it really kind of is. And so if you default naturally to going online or getting all of your information through social media, I would just encourage you to be diligent and making mm-hmm. sure you're following sources of information that are reputable people.
Yeah. Because, and yeah, and it's wild just how so many, you know, we make fun of like the older generations for like believing everything that they see on Facebook. But
we're kind of believing a lot of stuff we see yeah. on Facebook. But
if I see it on TikTok,
it also is kind of a red flag. I mean, this was a red flag to you a few episodes ago when we did the video of like the then and now comparing the foods.
Yeah.
When in the content, then they flip to start trying to sell you something.
Yeah.
That I do feel like could be a number one red flag.
Yeah.
If you see something and then they automatically are flipping to try to get you to sell like a supplement or something to take.
I think the thing that people need to realize is that there are fitness professionals that use social media and there are fitness influencers mm-hmm. on social media.
They're just trying to sell you.
There can be two very different things.
Yeah. Yes. And the fitness experts, mm-hmm. wellness professionals, the educated ones with degrees and PhDs and mm-hmm. study and all of the things. I mean, the most I've ever seen them try to sell you something mm-hmm. or like, will bring up something is like, hey, I wrote this book.
Yeah.
But they, not the ones that are in my like influence circle, mm-hmm. like will have, oh yeah, I'm, you know, DM me this word and I'm going to sell you this something, or yep. I'm going to link you to these supplements yep. or very rarely.
Well, because you'll come across the ones who are like, it's very simple. Get good sleep, lift weights, drink yep. water,
yep.
whatever. Like
yep.
it's really all there is to it.
I mean,
it.
They might be trying to bring you into like their coaching program or like
sure.
a book, but it's not.
Yeah, but once they start being like, well, but you have to have this supplement.
Right.
That, oh, it just so happens that I sell.
Yeah. Weird. Yes. You're like, crazy. Maybe you should probably just question that yeah. one a little yep. bit, you know, because it's so much more. But it just shows you that the internet, which I feel like we talk about some, it can be a great source of information.
It can.
But you also have to have some awareness mm-hmm. that it is quite possible that somebody can just be publishing some yep. complete garbage.
Yeah. Well, we've even talked about the fact that like here I am, a host of a fitness podcast. But yeah, that I could take that and go get on social media and start, you know, spouting shit that I know absolutely nothing about, much good. Like I do on this podcast.
You don't. You're still the newbie, right? You know, but it is you.
There's, I know to like stay in my lane.
Right.
Not enough, you know.
Not enough people know how to stay your lane. Well, ooh, there's money tied to it.
That's what it comes down to.
Things get really kind of questionable. You know, if there's money or compensation or, you know, some sort of like referral structure that's kind of coming into it pretty hardcore.
Or just like social media clout, right? What's it called? Virality or whatever.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, there's money tied followers to all the followers. And
followers
the
is currency. Anymore.
For some accounts, sure. Once you hit certain thresholds or like, you know, YouTube channels that once you hit certain amount of clicks and views and time spent, I mean, there's all these metrics because they can monetize it. The thing we have to remember is all social media platforms are big business.
Right.
And they have to get their money from somewhere. They've got employees, like they are a business. They're not here for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, you know, there to make sure you're getting the correct information. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, who's sitting behind a screen and deciding what's correct and what's not? I mean, it's just the wild, wild west right now.
It really is, yeah.
So, you know, just have some acknowledgement to be diligent.
Yeah.
And just kind of questioning everything that you see. Mm-hmm. And this is not just on social media. I mean, it's the internet. Anyone can write an article. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I feel like even like what used to be reputable publishing companies for news, I mean, anymore, they don't have just staff writers. It's like anyone can submit an article and they just like push it out under their brand. And you're like, you're not even this. Some of this garbage is not even right.
Yep.
So I think it's maybe time for a little quick ad break. If you have something to share with us or even suggest a new topic idea, email us at nachofitnesscoach@gmail.com.
Okay, we're back.
You know, this one I just felt like was kind of a wild one.
That is a wild one. No, because I had seen that you posted that in our topics or whatever, and I went to watch it and I'm like, oh, we're going to talk about what Jennifer Aniston just said about cardio.
Nope.
We're talking it about looked it. Legit.
It did. And it sounded legit and it matched up and everything. But, you know, but then on the flip side, I mean, AI can be a really super positive tool to help
it can,
you, yeah. You know, you I to, mean, it's you help be, you.
What do they call that? It's like on the tip of my tongue.
I don't know, but it helped you write all these funny little intros for this season. It didn't help you write it. It wrote them for you.
No, I wrote those.
All of them? Really? ChatGPT didn't help you spit out any of those?
No.
It helps you rewrite other things.
No.
No, you're such a liar. Oh, man.
I love ChatGPT. Listen, I homeschool my kids. Like, I use it all the time.
It is a great tool.
I use it for a lot of stuff.
But you get out of it what you put into it. So you have to still put, you know, some skin in the game and do some work. But it is kind of crazy.
A couple of weeks ago, you had posted something for your
my business.
Your business.
You're like, there's some AI leftovers.
I'm reading it. And it said, like, absolutely.
Here's your post.
And then it was the post and she had already posted it. And so it was like 9 minutes ago. So I texted her. I'm like, whoops, you left some AI leftovers.
Well, you know, it's funny.
Which I've almost done before too.
But you know, what's funny is that copy feature only used to copy what it would spit back. And now all of a sudden when you hit copy, it does all of it. And
really
so
it.
They probably did that intentionally.
I do use it to write our podcast.
Yeah. The descriptions
and all that. And like a lot of our captions and stuff. So I'm constantly watching to make sure I have all the.
It's helpful for somebody like me who's not wired to be super creative with what I say. So I can be like, okay, here's the two or three sentences of what I would write. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just spruce it up a little bit.
So much like just mental for like just to, you know, come in and buy my ice cream.
It's a 15 to 20 minute like time span. Yeah. I'm like, no.
Yep. That you can just have spit out, which I think is great. And I'm fine. I'm fine with it.
Do I think that that's going to replace people? No. I think it's a good tool, but somebody using AI could replace, you know, like your job or whatever.
For sure.
It's making people more efficient.
Yeah.
They're more productive, you know, whatever. So you got to use it as a tool. But if we take a little bit more like Ben Carpenter's account, like I feel like I've talked about him before. We've shared some of his videos or something, I think, because, you know, he has been a great source of information. He does call out the inaccuracies of different accounts that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that he does not tolerate social bullying at all with regards to weight loss, effort. But he's very scientifically based. He's done, you know, a lot in the industry. There are speakers in a variety of different like formats that they'll, you know, go out to like conferences and stuff and be asked to be on stage. And so he is a great account, a good source of information, just a good wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
But are you on his account right now? There's probably got to be another one that he's got that's probably more recent than that one that I found that he shared, because people will tag him on like other people's claims. You know, if he's, if there's somebody out there claiming something completely wild and crazy, mostly because they're trying to sell you some supplement or whatever, he will get people that tag him, say, hey, take a look at this for me. And I mean, I actually do appreciate that too, because it's like, sometimes you don't know if it's right or not. And so there are a few accounts out there that like for followers to bring different topics to them. And so he usually does a really good job of taking those and answering those.
Let's see.
But
is your daily reminder to stop sleeping on nature's Ozempic, aka MCT oil.
If you want to bulletproof yourself against marketing scams, you need to know this. This is the thing you care about. This is how it works. For example, Ozempic is a popular GLP-1 agonist drug used by many people for weight loss. You can also stimulate GLP-1 by eating certain foods, including...
So yeah, his ass was pretty chapped about...
He's talking about...
Yeah, the GLP-1s and...
Somebody compared it, she compared it to coconut oil, though. So is he...
Yeah, so in the caption, he's like, no, berberine is not nature's Ozempic. Green tea is not nature's Ozempic. No, MCT oil is not nature's Ozempic. And olive oil is not nature's Ozempic. Responding to all these videos would be horrendously repetitive. So let me do something else instead. Let me explain why these videos are being used for sales purposes.
See? Back to the sales pitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very easy to zoom in on a fancy sounding mechanism or compare it to a pharmaceutical that also works on the same hormone / pathway. So yeah, he goes pretty deep into this, but
yeah, he will rant. He also drops F-bombs, which I think is very funny because he's gay. He has an accent. I think he's from the UK or something, but he's like
never.
Yeah, you know, there's, and that, well, I mean, that's a whole nother topic of all the kind of weight loss drugs, because there's a whole new round of new ones that have come out and things like that, which, you know,
yeah,
if that has to be something that you need to get healthy, then I'm not ever going to fault anybody for doing what's best for them. Kind of goes back to any of the surgeries,
right?
You know, you could do the stomach ties or the whatever, the bypass, like all the surgeries and all the things. I mean, you know what? People sometimes have to try a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different reasons why. And just be a supportive, nice, kind person that's a bucket filler. Don't be a hater on somebody else's journey. Because we all start somewhere different.
I feel like you're trying to convince yourself of that.
No. I don't think so.
Oh, man. Protein powder is junk. Do you want to hear that?
He has protein powder is junk.
Modern day fuckery right here is what this is.
That one's scary a little bit. Wait, is that still his account? That's not, is it really?
I'm going to start it over.
Is that like, that's a stitch in that he has a video of somebody else saying that. And then, okay, what does he have to say to that? I'm really genuinely curious.
This is modern day fuckery right here is what this is. Protein powders, they are junk. They'll try to sell you over an ad that the protein powder is going to help you bulk up. And it is not true.
He's drinking it.
Jesus wept. Are we really doing this? Can protein powder help you build muscle? Yes. This fairly new study tested resistance training with or without protein supplements. And those taking protein supplements started gaining more muscle mass within the 4-week trial. Here is a meta-analysis of 49 different studies, concluding that protein powder can help healthy adults increase muscle mass and strength. Here is another showing that protein supplementation can help increase muscle mass in seniors over 65 years old. and another network meta-analysis concluding that it can help mitigate sarcopenia, which is especially important for people who are elderly, hospitalized, or suffering with chronic diseases, etc. Do you need protein powder to build muscle? No. Can it help if you are struggling to consume enough protein? Yes. Are we really at that clickbait point where people are just flat out making up lies about foods they don't personally like? Apparently fucking so.
This is modern day.
He's right, though.
Yep.
It's the points, it's the clicks, it's the social media, it's the money, mm-hmm. it's the I'm trying to sell you this, whatever. I mean, man, it is hard to filter through yep. all of it.
It is.
So just come listen to our podcast, which congratulations, you already are. You found the source of information.
You heard it here first.
We're just pointing you, we're just trying to point you in the right direction to be a little bit of helpful. You know, we don't yep. have all the answers, but I know some of the people that are researching the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Try to point you in the right direction. Drink more protein. I am a huge protein fan, obviously.
I have a fun AI thing we can go over real quick.
Oh, what's that? Okay.
When I got here earlier, before you guys yeah, got here.
Right.
And I wasn't, when I was not using AI to write
right.
any of yeah, my no. stuff.
Right.
I asked AI to give me a list of adjectives to describe Sarah. Based on what it knows about you from like all the content I've put in when I don't use it to help me
okay.
with our content. So I've got 20 here.
Oh my God.
Okay. They're not bad.
All right. Well, let's go.
But it's just interesting to see.
Did you do you too?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
It's just, what is so interesting is because it's like, it's taking everything it knows about like what, cause I punch our podcast stuff into it and yeah. it like has a sense of like our personalities, like as far as on the podcast. Yeah, anyway,
it's a smart learning machine.
So we'll start here.
Okay.
Here's a list of adjectives that could describe Sarah based on what I know about her. Strong, sarcastic, organized, disciplined, fit, driven, patient, in parentheses with Kaylee's antics. Witty, caring, although she hides it. Resilient, no nonsense, tough, supportive, focused, relentless, protective, hardworking, level-headed, determined, and grounded.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I thought it really did.
Yeah. I love the parentheses.
I know.
That's a nice little addition. Does your ChatGPT have a name? Like, do you? No. No,
no we're no not name. On a first name basis.
Okay. Okay. And with that, I think it's maybe time for a quick little break.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening. This is your producer, Audio Alan. While the girls are taking a break, like, follow, and subscribe. And stick around. We'll be right back.
So we're back. All right. What did it say for you?
I said, can you give me a list of adjectives to describe Kaylee? And I said, absolutely. Here's a list of adjectives to describe Kaylee based on what I know about her. Energetic. Hilarious, chaotic, self-deprecating, spontaneous, caffeinated, inappropriate, in a funny way.
That was in parentheses.
Playful, unfiltered, quick-witted, sarcastic, relatable, curious, sassy, lighthearted, goofy, outspoken, unconventional, fun-loving, and spirited.
Nailed it. That is awesome.
I thought those were pretty funny.
Those are really good.
Yeah. But it's kind of freaky too when you think about it.
It is. Like,
it just knows just from, and it has a lot of information about our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Because I use it a lot.
Right. But and it collects and
I mean,
learns.
I've put in transcripts, I've, you know, and it helps. So,
I mean, I have been told that how you treat it too, it responds to like how mm-hmm. well you interact with it. And mm-hmm. so it's like if you say,
listen to this,
say please and thank you and treat it like a person and have yeah. interactions and like
well you should are kind. Definitely always use your manners with AI because when they take over they'll remember that you were kind and
you
polite.
Will become a number yeah. and then they will have
like oh you always said please and thank you. Watch this though, this is really interesting too. I'm gonna ask ChatGPT what would you say are my biggest weaknesses?
Oh, does it know that you're Kaylee?
Yeah.
Okay. That's also the thing that's actually pretty wild, is how quickly it will generate a response.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is just like it types it right out and you're like,
so it said, based on what I know about you, here are a few potential weaknesses that might stand out. Inconsistent focus.
Check.
It says you often mention going off topic during your podcast episodes, especially when Sarah goes on long rants. Staying fully engaged in certain discussions or maintaining focus on a singular topic for a long time can be a challenge. All right.
Okay.
Number two, tendencies toward...
Oh, that's just number one?
Yeah.
These weaknesses are really long.
There's five. Tendency towards self-deprecation. While your humor is one of your strengths, sometimes the self-deprecating jokes might go too far, potentially affecting your confidence or how others perceive your capabilities. Number three, procrastination or lack of
structure.
That's why
you don't get let off the form very often. You can go to town this just once, but just go to your room.
It's not wrong. Like, these aren't wrong.
No, they're not wrong.
Procrastination or lack of self-structure or lack of structure. Caffeine and junk food resilience. And then number five is avoidance of seriousness. While your humor is fantastic, thank you, avoiding serious conversations or uncomfortable topics could be a weakness if it means avoiding dealing with deeper issues that might help in personal growth. Do you want me to ask it yours?
Yes, please.
Could you?
I want to hear what it says about me.
Sarah's weaknesses.
And this is only working this well because you have.
It has so much information.
Oh,
about
yeah.
Mostly about our personalities on the podcast, but it has a lot of information.
You copy and paste in the transcript from every podcast. So we have, you know, 30 to 40 minutes of content every time she posts it in, and it says who says what too in our transcripts. So it's like,
it does. Yep.
Sarah says this, Kaylee says this, and so it has learned.
Okay.
You already said what in every episode. So
these are pretty good.
Okay.
Number one, overly serious at times. While Sarah is sarcastic and witty, she might come off as overly serious compared to Kaylee's chaotic humor. This could make her seem less approachable or less likely to embrace the more fun off-topic moments.
That is very true. I have been very recently called unapproachable.
Yes.
Like, that's partly by design.
Number two, reluctance to show vulnerability. Sarah often pretends she's not Kaylee's friend and tends to keep a tougher, no-nonsense exterior. This might make it harder for her to open up or to show vulnerability. A robot sees what's going on here.
But do we need the robot to really tell us this? I mean, really?
No, we don't. Number three, rigid in structure. Given her organized and disciplined nature, Sarah may struggle when things get too chaotic or when plans go off the rails. Mm-hmm. This can make it difficult to adapt to spontaneous situations, especially in contrast to Kaylee's more free-spirited approach. Number four is limited patience for nonsense. Sarah is likely less tolerant of tangents, chaotic conversation, or jokes that derail the flow of a discussion. This can be a weakness in a podcast setting where flexibility and going off topic is part of the charm.
This is not a weakness. This is... Okay.
Sure. And number five. Tendency to judge. While this may be more playful than serious, Sarah's quick to judge attitude toward Kaylee and certain fitness topics could make her come across as a bit harsh or critical, even when it's meant in good fun.
Mm-hmm. Nailed it. That was pretty good.
Those are
I wish we had more content about Alan posted in there because we could totally have it.
Thank God.
Oh my goodness. That is great.
It's pretty wild. I love playing with ChatGPT.
Oh, it
is. There's some weird. I mean, and you can have it write out like, you can get into some deep, like, I don't know, like personal growth stuff, like based on what it knows about you.
Oh, my husband and daughter have been having fun with it writing songs about like random things. So they will put in some topics and give it like, you know, a few sentences and it will write out a complete song structure, chorus, all the things. And then he knows how to play guitar enough, a few chords. Yeah. And then they just have so much fun.
Well, that was AI that did our big sack.
I know, but that did the whole thing. But just to get the But it's become actually something then that they are getting and doing together.
Yeah.
Which I think is really fun. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, their ideas come to life, mm-hmm. but then they can enjoy the outcome and not necessarily have to get so detailed in like being the ones that are like really writing like the poem and the structure and all the things.
Absolutely.
They just
yeah.
have the idea, see it come to life, get to play the, and it's been just another fun, like social family outlet that they, and then, you know, we sit there and somebody else wants to write their own song and ChatGPT goes and
away. Crazy.
That's awesome. That's super fun. So it has its positives.
For sure.
But there are some things about just general awareness. Yeah, no, like awareness.
I said, I think it's going to get really interesting.
It will.
It's going to get harder and harder to differentiate. You know, you look at like the like photo generated, like over a year ago, we had AI generate our photo of us that we use today now on our logo. And it was awful.
Yeah, it was very like.
We ended up having an artist like take that original AI generated photo and like fix it up.
Yeah,
but
it was very janky.
It was
from
rough.
Like it was very rough.
Yeah,
it was very rough. But you know, our characters.
If you did that today, would get a completely different.
We should try that. Awesome, we should see like kind of what you put in before to see like what happened. But that's it. I mean, that was just the whole thing. Like I saw the video. That'd be good to just kind of talk about.
Yeah,
I mean, there's pros, there's cons. Just be mindful and aware of where you're getting your content. Look for the ones that have solid scientific backing to whatever their claim is. They usually do a pretty good job of like copy and pasting in the link to like the journal or the white paper or the study. Just be diligent in confirming where it came from before you just take everything for whatever somebody says. So there we go. I mean, that's it.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
It was
good fun.
One.
Okay. That's all we got.
Okay.
Until next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to head over to our Instagram at Nacho Fitness Coach and let us know how you feel about the topic. Do you love it or hate it?
Also, don't forget to hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening. And if you like our podcast, leave us a rating. See you next time.
You've been listening to Euphony Innovative's Sonified.